Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories.
At Mayor de Blasio's daily briefing, he offered some clarifications today about the beaches this weekend.
They're closed for swimming. There will not be lifeguards. People are not supposed to go to the beach to swim. There's not going to be anything with group activity, no sports, no volleyball, no gatherings. We want to make sure that people understand what the beach is for today. You can walk on the beach, you can hang out on the beach, but do it in a manner that is consistent with everything we've been talking about.
Parks and beaches will be there for social distance enjoyment. Police Commissioner Dermot Shea and the mayor debating what beach is best.
I certainly love Brooklyn, and the Mets play in Brooklyn, but there is no comparison. The number one beach is clearly Rockaway Beach.
Okay, we're having a little borough pride showing here. I appreciate you being a proud son of Queens, and I will continue to assert the superiority of Coney Island.
When will the beaches fully open? The mayor says that depends on how far COVID cases can fall under new benchmark thresholds. He says New Yorkers must continue to do a good job at beating the virus back. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds News.
With the start of the Memorial Day weekend, there's an online tribute to vets who died of coronavirus.
Coronavirus has devastated the nation's nursing homes, and particularly some of those that are home to the nation's war veterans. At the Soldiers' Home in Chelsea, Massachusetts, 38 residents have died of COVID-19. Suffolk County District Attorney Rachel Rollins said they served in two wars, an armed conflict and a global pandemic. Her office began an online memorial with links to photographs and biographies of those 38 soldiers, sailors, Marines, and airmen who served in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam, and died while battling an unseen enemy at home.
That's correspondent Aaron Katursky. Some hopeful words from Governor Cuomo today. Reopening could begin in a matter of days in parts of our area.
Phase one includes construction, and in anticipation of Long Island, Westchester, and the rest of the Mid-Hudson region hitting the benchmarks of contact tracers and declining deaths.
Before you can begin construction, you have to have staged the construction. The materials have to be on site, et cetera. The safety precautions have to be on site. So we're going to allow that construction staging now for the Long Island and the Mid-Hudson.
Governor Cuomo also announced a new state relief program for small businesses since the federal program is out of money.
We have over $100 million available to make loans to small businesses. We're going to focus on really small business.
That means 20 employees or less. He says too many of those businesses are closing permanently. On this Memorial Day weekend, Cuomo also urged people to prioritize social distancing and mask wearing.
It is mandatory that you wear the mask within 6 feet of another person in public. You don't have a right to infect another person. You don't.
He pointed to more evidence showing masks protect the person wearing them. Sonia Rincon, 1010 Winds at the governor's office in Midtown.
You can find a link to the new state small business loan program at 1010winds.com. Another 109 people died of COVID-19 yesterday. That number has been holding in a small range for several days. There's another option for people in New Jersey looking for something to do this holiday weekend.
I am signing yet another executive order, lifting the limit on outdoor gatherings from 10 persons to 25 individuals. Indoor gatherings remain limited to 10 people. Additionally, this order allows for recreational campgrounds, both public and private, to reopen effective immediately.
But Governor Murphy says social distancing rules are still in effect. On other matters, the governor says the drive-through testing sites at both Bergen County Community College and PNC Bank Arts Center will now be open through the end of June, and the testing capacity at the facilities will be increased. He also reiterated his call for financial help from Washington. He says it's not a bailout, it's money to help pay for first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Another 146 coronavirus deaths reported in New Jersey since yesterday. That brings the statewide total to just shy of 11,000. At one New Jersey hospital, what a difference a few weeks have made.
Now, a month ago, 250 coronavirus patients, any way they could find a bed here at Holy Name. Dozens fighting for their lives on ventilators. There's been dramatic improvement. Now they're down just to a dozen coronavirus patients, two on ventilators. But Chief Medical Officer Dr. Adam Jarrett says there's new fallout, fear of coming back to the hospital for patients who really need care. Jarrett says you must get back in here.
We are very sadly seeing people who have delayed their care because of the coronavirus. And in some cases, we've really seen some very tragic outcomes because people were having symptoms that were concerning and they waited days or even weeks. And I think we're going to see more of that.
Dr. Jarrett says still, please be careful this long weekend. Wear masks and make sure you're social distance. He says large groups playing soccer that he saw in the park this morning should be a no-go.
People should go outside, they should take walks, but they should not go back to normal activity. We're just not there yet, and probably won't be for some time.
Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, here in Teaneck.
That gym in South Jersey that was shuttered by state health officials yesterday reopened today. The owners say their bathrooms flooded on Wednesday after someone flushed paper towels. They say that seems suspicious. State orders list gyms and fitness centers as high-risk settings for the spread of coronavirus. The owners of this gym say they are taking precautions, including thermal body scanners, and limiting the time members can be in the building.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.